VFW Mobile. KO4, CEF.
Sitting here waiting on the heavy frost to defrost.
The temperature's kind of weird this morning. It was 35 or so at my house, and now it's like 40-something down here right off of 85.
38 here, but man, it's a heavy frost for sure. Meeting yesterday.
All right.
You sounded real enthused yesterday about going in.
I am.
Different day.
Which, as always, the same.
Still talking the S word for Friday night, Saturday.
I don't even think I've checked on it at all.
Any totals on it, but I see that they're showing it coming through.
But need to get a little more snow. I just wish it was something substantial.
Magic to miss it.
Yeah.
Pretty good. It was kind of uneventful.
Yeah, y'all still having issues getting stuff?
Forever, and I got stuff that I got radios I've had on order for 8 months. I got a piece of equipment, a $50,000 piece of equipment I had on order since September. They told me it was shipping on the 6th of this month, but I ain't seen it yet.
I mean, I get the chips still an issue. Well, I don't know why. You'd think at this point we could have ramped up somewhere to get some production.
On the news that China's slowing up production on chips because of COVID and everything, and then they're closing down supports because of COVID and that, so don't look for any chips anytime soon.
At this point, you feel like it's intentional to try to manipulate the market.
You hurt, you know what I mean? They manipulate the market for price, but to show you that they're in control.
We're HKX. Good morning.
Early this morning.
Early. I woke up early, so got them up out of the bed and get at it.
Kick you out of bed.
I'm not sure about that, but she tells me she doesn't kick me and beat me in the middle of the night.
I bet you wake up with bruises and sore.
Roger that.
She's admitted it. Sometimes if I'm snoring or something, she'll beat me or whatever, just try to get me to stop.
Yeah, just goes into the other room if I'm like that.
She swears up and down she doesn't do it, but I wake up awful sore every morning some days.
You might get a new mattress because I don't know if our Tempur-Pedic's just too old. I wake up in the morning, it's hurting. Been sleeping on the couch here lately, just every once in a while. But then you worry if you get another mattress, is it going to be the same thing?
Went through that a few years ago, ended up with a second mattress because the first one wasn't what we wanted.
Throwing any extra mattresses in the landfill.
Expensive for that.
It's an older model sleep number, one, but my number's 100.
Couple times. We may look at those, and then we're looking at the purple mattress.
Sleep numbers must be pretty good. You know, they keep adjusting. This one will, for whatever reason, it'll drift down, and the controller will say it's on the number that you have it set for, but if you bump it, you can hear the pump come on and pump it up. So, I don't know what's up with it, but it's probably 10 or 12 years old.
It'll last more than about 10 years. Our Tempur-Pedic's about 12 years old. I'm getting old. I don't know which one it is.
Might be a little bit of both. KN4 TFW. The other day, you know, I was tired. I don't know if it's the residuals from that COVID or if I'm just getting really old.
Either one.
Sometimes it takes people a while to get over that stuff.
I got 3 now out on COVID. I finally discovered something new with APRS and Winlink. If you, on your status message for APRS, Ken, I know you don't do Winlink, but if you put the word Winlink in your status or beacon text, if you have a new Winlink message, it will send you back a APRS message letting you know you have a one message or however many messages waiting.
Like where you put on duty or off duty, put Winlink there.
Beacon status is, I know mine gives like the frequency that I'm monitoring and the offset of the repeater if it's got one. And then right after that, it'll say Winlink. And with that in the message, I got a reply back this morning that I had one message waiting.
Check into that.
Computer to computer, just letting you know what the propagation is.
Winlink is, you can use the internet to check your Winlink email just like you can anything else, but technically with Winlink you would use, you know, either VHF or HF, which is what I normally use, but there's no way to know for sure if you have a message before you check it. So you got to connect to a station and go through all that rigmarole, and then you might not even have a message. So I found online where they were talking about if you add Winlink to your APRS message, your beacon, the reply back will be whether you have a message waiting in your Winlink email inbox.
The Winlink program itself is just, I'm sending out a signal and listening for other computers that could hear it.
People, of course, that set up a RMS station, it's listening all the time, and then you can connect to it and collect your email that you've been sent.
Whisper beacon?
One way. So you can't get a reply back on Whisper. Where Winlink, you're actually sending a message, it replies back to you, and you'll basically download the email over the radio.
What cable I need to get my computer onto the hooked up to the radio.
Really neat. There are Winlink stations that are set up to, because most of the emails travel over the internet, but there are some Winlink stations that will do forwarding, and you can connect to it, and they'll basically work without the internet to send the emails around the globe if they can.
To digital right now and learn it a little bit.
Jump in there and learn it all at one time like I did.
Yeah, much stress in my life.
It can be a little frustrating at times.
Taking something that you like to do and making it be stressful and turning it into a job.
I get it. The settings for the digital stuff is what, for each radio is different, and that's what gets a little frustrating, is trying to find out exactly what you need to put in.
Making a radio be a radio, and they're all the same.
Me and you, we all got a different way of doing things.
A report yesterday on my radio, I was glad to know that the HT was getting out good.
Oh man, it was doing great yesterday afternoon while you were walking the dog. You wouldn't, huffing and puffing from walking, you wouldn't know you were even out there doing anything on HD.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. It's the dog snatching me all over the place.
For HKX, I am getting to the dead spot, fellas, if y'all want to jump over to White Oak.
And for TFW.
For HKX.